Welcome to KPCRadio.com. My name is Michael Benavides, and you're listening to Fairly Local, a show where we talk to local bands. Our guest today is a five-person glam punk band.
Fairly local, too.
Yeah, fairly local also. And they will be opening for Michael Graves of the Misfits soon. We'll get back to that in a bit. I'm happy to welcome The Faint Endless. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, no problem. We're going to put some names to the voices right now. So,
all right. I'm Alex DeVille, the lead singer.
I'm August, and I play drums.
My name is Van Adams, and I play guitar.
My name's Elliot. I play bass.
I'm Kate Panic. I play lead guitar.
What were you supposed to say last name?
better. So how did you guys meet?
Well, we all met a dark, stormy day in art school. It was awesome. I was in art school with Alex and Ven, and Ven and Alex had been jamming out for a while and kind of writing stuff.
We'd just been sitting on the floor of Ven's dorm trying to write one song, is what it started with. And we kept showing it to our friends, wow, this is so good. Let's show it to our friends. So we'd go into the dorm common space and play badly on an acoustic guitar and yell at them, and they'd be like, "That's great, guys. Keep up the work." And then we showed it to Kate, and Kate was like, "Wow, this is really cool." And Kate wanted to jump on board and play guitar.
Awesome. So when was this? When do you guys?
That was about maybe a year and a half ago, I think, when I joined. Or a year ago, maybe. Yeah. We're really new. Mm-hmm. We've gone through a few lineup changes, but me, Alex, and Ven were the three founding members.
Cool. So when did Elliot and August come in?
Well, we basically were so desperate for a drummer. So me, Ven, and Alex, we actually ended up seeing Green Day last year. And I printed out stacks of we need a drummer flyers. And we just put them up everywhere. It was at the Rose Bowl, and we literally put a flyer in every bathroom there. 3 months later, we get a call from was it a call? But it was basically August, and he was like, "My sister found one of your flyers. When can we meet?" So we met him at the Coffee Bean in Tea Leaf, sucking on a peppermint stick, wearing a sweater. And we were just like, "Who is this kid? Who is this kid?" But it ended up working really well, so.
Yeah.
How did you guys get the name, The Faint Endless?
Oh, Ben.
We're big fans of Neil Gaiman and Sandman comics.
Oh, cool.
And The Endless, the group in that comic, kind of reminded us, so. We kind of added our own twist to it.
A spooky group of vampires. We look at that and we're like, yeah, that speaks to me.
When we came up with a name, we told Alex, and Alex was like, "I don't know." We were like, "Dude, it's the best name ever. What do you mean?" He's like, "Okay, yeah."
It took him a week to convince me the name was a good name.
So have you guys had any challenges so far in your short period of being a band together?
Oh, definitely.
What?
It's a grind. Such a grind. There's so many bands in LA, and they all want to play. And, there are a lot of venues, but you really, when you're starting out, you end up playing a lot of, not so great venues. And then when you drag, you're doing all your stuff yourself, so you're dragging, heavy amps, so much equipment, all the way down to somewhere, an hour away just to play a set. And you play it to three people, and you're just wow. so much grind.
I like to think that those three people got an insanely awesome show, because we get there, we see the bars, only a few people, and we're like, "All right, well, we still got to give it 500%, guys, so let's give these three people the show of their life."
So those are the luckiest three people ever.
So you guys are going to be performing at the Whiskey A Go Go, or the Whiskey?
Yeah.
October 19th, we're performing at the Whiskey A Go Go. We're opening for Michael Graves, and when we got the news, we were literally jumping up and down and screaming at my school, "We get to open for Michael Graves." That's so big to me.
We scared a man with our excitement.
Uh-huh.
We can be a little bit scary sometimes. Sometimes it's scary how bad our memories are.
Uh-huh.
You know?
That's awesome. So how did this opportunity come to you guys?
Ben?
Our manager was thankfully busting, working really hard.
Thank you.
Our manager actually goes to the school where the interview is happening right now, where we are.
Basically, yeah. What I think happened was Ray sent footage to a promoter that was friends with the lady that worked at the whiskey, and basically she sent it out to the lady at the whiskey and was like, wow, this band would like go really well. So Ray really hooked us up. Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, he's an awesome dude. How did you guys, or what's your favorite part of being in the band together?
My favorite part of being in the band is basically I just have a nice family that's always down to play music now. Because before it would just be like me on my own, I'm like, I want to play music, but no one else really wants to play music with you. So you just, all right, I'm cool sitting alone in my room, like strumming my guitar. That's cool. But eventually you want some people to jam with, and I didn't just find people to jam with. I found people to like write with, like do things with. And now we're like, we're making things and it feels good.
My favorite part is that we're always playing our favorite songs constantly. Like, the songs we write are like really, really like perfected to a point where like everyone really loves playing them. So like just being able to relive it again and again, like almost every night, it's really cool.
What are those favorite songs of that you play?
Our newest song.
Our entire set list.
Yeah. But our newest song that hasn't been recorded yet, Once a Catholic, Always a Masochist, is one of our new favorites.
It's on YouTube. You can see it there, but it's not recorded.
What's your favorite part about being in a band?
No, I just really like playing live music and playing music, and I really like this group, and it's really fun to go and make a bunch of noise with them.
we do that.
August.
The thing that weirded me out was the first time I listened to the demo, and like it sounded like a professional, well, not professional, but like an actual studio drummer, and I was like, oh wow, that's me. So
it's a good feeling listening to our demo.
Definitely the best part about being in the band for me is just being around some of my best friends, and like they're all so creative. I'm so proud of them. Like seeing them grow is amazing. Seeing us grow as a band is really cool.
I'm already 6'3". I can't afford to grow anymore. Yeah.
So about your demo, the song that we're gonna play is, this is probably on your demo. I think it was called Celestial Revenge.
Good choice.
That's, yeah. That's a spicy song right there.
So we're going to play it in a bit to hear this like great production that you guys have.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to Mike from FWD Studios. Thank you, Mike.
We'll be right back.
That was Celestial Revenge. That was awesome. I love you guys' sound. How did you guys come to that sound that you have?
It's due to like all the great influences that everyone has, because we all have like very different influences. Like Alex, say like what you like.
Well, I kind of started as a prissy little drama kid, and I would do like drama and stage productions and musicals and very sing-songy Disney things, and now look at me.
What you've become.
Yeah.
Then,
for me, it's the Smashing Pumpkins and the Misfits that taught me guitar. So, mm-hmm. like, a lot of my style is influenced by that.
And I grew up, like, listening to a lot of screamo stuff, like Escape the Fate or, like, Scary Kids Scaring Kids. I like Kill Hannah a lot. So, like, a blend of that is what got the sound. As weird as that sounds, like, that's how you make the Faint Endless.
A little bit of Disney, a little bit of Marilyn Manson.
So what does this specific song, like, mean to you guys?
It's kind of like our, it's kind of like our theme song in a way.
It is kind of our theme song.
Yeah, it was the first song that was ever made by this band.
That's awesome.
Ben can tell you more.
I really like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, so I kind of based the whole riff off of that, and I was just imagining like us wrecking havoc. I don't know, just it's like a song you like listen to if you're like driving a hearse but like speeding in it or something.
So what was the process when you guys came up with the song?
The process was me and Ben sitting on the floor for a very long time, and we had all these like different guitar riffs that didn't go together, but we like all liked each one individually. So we were like, okay, well, we're not gonna throw any of these away. How can we mash all of them into one? And we just kept trying, and then showing it to our friends in the lobby, and they'd be like, yeah, good job. And then we'd go back and work on it more. And eventually we showed it to Kate, and Kate like helped like spice up the guitar and like spice everything. But then adding drums and bass really like made the song sound official, because we had songs, but it was like guitar and singing. But then like adding drums, I was like, oh my god, sounds like a real song.
Yeah,
it's just kind of layering. We slowly added everything together to build it up to what it is.
Mm-hmm. So, what's your guys' favorite parts of the song?
Of that particular song?
Yeah, that particular song.
I personally.
The chorus bangs.
The chorus like the does bang.
Because I get to scream right before the chorus, mm-hmm. and then, like, the chorus is fun.
It's pretty fun to play. Like, that's one of my favorite parts of every show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always have a fun time with Celestial Revenge.
That opens up the show. Like, yeah. So cool. After that, like, it's just like hell has broken loose.
I like the part where I'm saying, you can't take me, I won't
my favorite
let
part to play.
You. Because I always, add some drama and like stare at one person in the crowd and walk towards them like a creepy, creepy ghoul. I don't know.
Like a creepy.
Like a creepy.
We're gonna do a song called Like a Creepy now.
Oh no.
Creeping for the very first
time. Oh my god. You're fired.
Man, on my show. So what genre do you, like, consider you guys to be? Like, what would you describe your sound to somebody, like, looking in?
Glam punk.
Yeah. We'd have to say glam punk. We're so non-genre, though.
Yeah.
Like,
it's really hard to pin us down, because I feel like everyone has this different definition of, like, what a certain genre is. So we can't, like, because I don't know what you think of as, like, punk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That could be like completely different to what I think. So
we're mostly post-gender.
Yeah, we're mostly post-gender.
I feel like glam punk also pretty much wraps it up pretty well, because like glam punk, we're pretty and we don't care.
Yeah, we're like punk, but we're like pretty gay. You know?
Yeah.
Like that's gay, dude.
So what are the plans for the future of your music?
Take over the world.
In the most humble way.
In the most humble way. Starting the band, we went into it with the headset of we are going to take over the world.
The headset.
MindSpace headset. I'm wearing a headset now.
MySpace.
Yeah.
So have you guys, about the show coming on October 19th, right? I forgot what I was going to ask. Have you guys been to the Whiskey before?
We have.
I had my first mosh pit at the Whiskey. I was seeing a Dead Kennedys concert.
That's awesome.
I saw Tyler, the Creator, there.
Playing the Whiskey is so exciting because, like, that's it's what iconic. You always hear about. Like, oh, the Whiskey. Oh, the Sunset Strip.
Yeah.
Like, oh, now we're playing the Whiskey. Like, that's so exciting to know that we, like, get to play at a venue that, like, a lot of our favorite bands have played. Mm-hmm. That's
or even just, opening for one of our favorites.
Yeah, that's just especially, amazing. We're so grateful.
Yeah, just knowing that we're opening for, like, an artist that we all, like, grew up listening to, that's, like, really overwhelming and cool.
What other venues have you guys performed at?
We've recently played the 5-Star Bar. We love the 5-Star Bar. Uh-huh. Heath, the sound guy, is awesome. We like 5-Star Bar.
The Smell.
The Smell was pretty cool.
Our very first concert was at the Chain Reaction.
Yeah, Chain Reaction was awesome. That's down in, like, Orange County.
It's far away.
Yeah. Where else have been good venues that we've played?
We've played a lot of, like, dingy little bars everywhere. I don't remember all the names of them, but there's... Mm-hmm.
Skinny's Lounge was cool. That's in...
Yeah.
There's lots of
Hot Music
bars.
Studios was so fun. That was awesome. That's in the Valley, too.
Mm-hmm. So what was your guys' favorite?
5-Star.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good show.
So what are your rehearsals like before you, like, perform?
We practice every Friday morning. And then we usually have a show on, like, Friday night, Saturday night, or Sunday night, or all of them. You know how it goes.
Uh-huh. Do you have, like, a weird, like, prep ritual, like
we
some
do
bands
now.
Do?
Now we just started it.
Uh-huh.
Recently.
Like footballers, we huddle up.
I was like, yeah, guys, come here. And we all, like, link arms like this, and I'm just like, okay, what's one thing you're, like, excited about, or one thing, like, you're scared about, or, like, one thing. Just say one thing. So we've been doing that lately. We pat each other's beehives before every show. It kind of just gets us revved up and ready to go, you know. Sometimes you just need a little bit of adrenaline right before a show to really deliver the best performance possible. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what are, like, the audiences like when they're listening to you guys play?
It really depends.
Sometimes they just, like, go crazy. Like, people, like, stand up and say, "The Faint Endless!"
It's always fun when you get someone that's, like, really feeling it. My favorite was I saw one audience member. It was this lady, and she was sitting there spazzing out in the front. She was going, "The showmanship!"
It also definitely, like, depends on if it's before or after the butt stapling.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm not gonna go into any more detail about that.
Okay. I was about to ask. But.
You'll have to come to one of our live shows to hear a little more about the mystery.
So we're almost out of time. You guys mentioned a YouTube channel. What do you guys do on that?
Yes, we've been doing a better job of updating our YouTube channel as of late. If you go on there, you can see the full set of our 5-Star Bar performance. We're going to start uploading a lot more. We'll definitely have that Michael Graves show up as soon as we play it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely go check out our YouTube. Check out our Instagram. That's how you can stay very up to date with
our
show
Instagram
dates.
Our Instagram is very well updated.
Yeah. You can peep some sick photos of us.
And some funny videos behind the scenes.
Yeah. You can see them break a guitar on my back. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
check out our Instagram. It's a treat.
It's fun.
You'll treat yourself.
We have a good time. Kate doesn't. Kate gets hurt, but we have a good time.
I don't get hurt.
Uh-huh.
So that's at The Faint Endless, right?
Yeah,
the
Faint Endless.
Faint Endless.
Yeah. You guys also have a SoundCloud and a Facebook?
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
We've been being better at updating our Facebook, too. Mm-hmm. So check us out.
Yeah. So if you guys want to check out The Faint Endless, you guys can see them on October 19th at The Whiskey. Where can everybody, buy tickets? Or, like, how do they show up?
Instagram DM?
Yeah. We'd really prefer you guys to buy them from us, if mm-hmm. that's possible. So if you DM us on Instagram, we will definitely find a way to get tickets to you. Tickets are $20.
I will drive them to your door.
I believe they're $25 at the door, so if you buy them from us, you'll get them cheaper, and you'll be helping us out. So that would be amazing.
Awesome. So if you guys want to check them out, they're going to be at the Whiskey October 19th, opening for Michael Graves. And also check out their SoundCloud, YouTube, and their Instagram at The Faint Endless. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you so much.
And thank you guys for listening to Fairly Local. This is Michael Benavides for KPCRadio.com.